Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University presents Education at Your Doorstep, a program of learning for everyone.
Well, listeners, we now bring you a lesson from English for second year students titled Swami and Friends, a novel by R.K. Narayan, script prepared by Jasti Appaswamy, consultant, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University.
We welcome you all to this program. This is especially addressed to those who have chosen English as one of the optional subjects in the undergraduate program. I hope you are ready for today's lesson on Swami and Friends, a novel by R.K. Narayan. First, we shall start our discussion with an introduction to the author. Then, we shall move on to a brief summary of the novel and an analysis of the characters. Finally, we shall discuss Narayan's use of language for creating humor and irony in the novel. Listen to this lesson carefully and note down the points that you feel are important.
R.K. Narayan has become a household name all over the world, particularly in India. Few people would be unaware of what Malgudi stands for. Malgudi is a town that Narayan created out of his imagination. It is a typical South Indian town. R.K. Narayan was born on 10th October 1906 in Madras. He spent his childhood in Madras and Mysore. After graduating from Mysore University, Narayan chose writing as his career and began to work on his first novel, Swami and Friends, in 1930. Though he finished writing the novel soon, it was not accepted for publication. Finally, Graham Greene, one of the leading British novelists of that time, noticed it and wrote the foreword for it, and then it got published. Despite the initial disappointments, Narayan rose to be one of the greatest novelists in Indian writing in English. He has, to his credit, more than 15 novels and several collections of short stories. He passed away on 13th May 2001. Let us now discuss the novel, Swami and Friends, in brief.
I am quite sure that you must have been reminded of your own childhood while reading the novel. The novel is about Swami, a boy of about 10 years of age. The whole novel is viewed through the eyes of Swami. He has four friends, Somu, Mani, Shankar and Samuel, known as P because of his size. Swami and his friends study in a Christian school called the Albert Mission School. The admission of a newcomer called Rajam into the same school brings a change into their lives.
Rajam's appearance, language and manners are elegant and do not match those of the rest of the class. At his arrival, Mani challenges him to a fight at Saryu River near Nallappa's grove. Swami acts as a mediator between the two. Finally, when Rajam suggests that they become friends, Swami dances with joy as he longs to be Rajam's friend right from the beginning. From then onwards, their friendship grows stronger and becomes the cause of envy for Swami's other friends. They call Swami Tale of Rajam to avoid talking to him. This enrages Swami and makes him pick a fight with them. With Rajam's peacemaking summit, they all become friends again.
Rajam's suggestion of forming a cricket team is hailed by everybody. They name their cricket team Malgudi Cricket Club, MCC. Ironically, the shortened form matches the name of the famous Melbourne Cricket Club. Rajam is impressed with Swami's bowling and soon he gets the title Tate. Tate is the name of a famous fast bowler. But Rajam cannot tolerate Swami's coming late for cricket practice. On his part, Swami is helpless because drill classes are held after school hours. Swami's attempt to skip them results in his fleeing from Malgudi town just 2 days before the crucial match against YMU, another cricket team. The cricket match begins, but Swami is not to be seen anywhere. Rajam is very disappointed when YMU's batsmen make a high score. He feels cheated because he had expected to use Swami's bowling as his major weapon in the attack. Finally, they lose the match and Rajam only feels contempt for Swami.
Swami, meanwhile, loses his way in the forest. The anguish of his parents and grandmother at his disappearance is poignant. When he returns from the forest, scores of visitors throng his house. Until Mani tells him that they have lost the match, Swami is under the impression that the match is to be played the next day. Mani also tells him that Rajam's father is transferred to Trichinopoly and Rajam would be leaving Malgudi forever the following morning. Swami is stricken with sadness and remorse.
Having discussed the novel, let us move on to a brief analysis of two of the major characters in the novel, Swami and Rajam.
Swami, as you may have noticed, is impulsive, mischievous, naive, and innocent. He is the typical schoolboy. Here is a short episode where he tries to explain his absence from school.
The headmaster asked the class for explanations one by one. One said he had a headache. The second said someone had told him that there was no school. The third said he had also had a headache. The fourth said his grandmother had died. Then came Swami's turn. "Why did you keep away yesterday?" asked the headmaster, looking up. Swaminathan's first impulse was to protest that he had never been absent. But the attendance register was there. No, I was stoned. I tried to come, but they took away my cap and burnt it. Many strong men held me down." These were some of the disjointed explanations which streamed into his head. He had wanted to mention a headache, but he found to his distress that others beside him had had one. "I couldn't come," stammered Swaminathan, only to be brutally thrashed by the headmaster. "Don't beat me, sir. It pains." And finally, he runs away shouting, "I don't care for your dirty school." An example of his innocence is evident in his conversation with his grandmother. His relationship with her is like that between two intimate friends. He narrates everything to her, so when his friends give him the title of Tate, Swami proudly tells his grandmother about the honor.
"What is Tate?" she asked innocently.
"Do you mean to say that you don't know Tate?"
"I don't know what you mean."
"Tate, the great cricket player, the greatest bowler on earth. I hope you know what cricket is."
"What is that?" Granny asked. Swaminathan was aghast at this piece of illiteracy.
"Do you mean to say, Granny, that you don't know what the cricket is? Or are you fooling me?"
"I don't know what you mean."
"Don't keep on saying, I don't know what you mean. I wonder what the boys and men of your days did in the evenings."
His innocence is a contrast to Rajam's worldly wisdom. He adores Rajam and is proud to be his friend. At the first sight itself, Swami takes a liking to Rajam. This could be because Rajam appears superior to anyone in the class in studies, in dress, in manners, and in the use of the English language as well. Above all, he is overawed when he sees a box full of different types of toys in Rajam's room.
Swami is shattered when he learns that Rajam is going away. He reaches the railway station with a faint ray of hope that Rajam would talk to him.
"Mani, will Rajam speak to me?"
"Oh yes, why not?" asked Mani.
But Rajam is unsentimental and just accepts the book Swami sends through Mani and waves a farewell to his friends.
"Mani, I am glad he has taken the book. Mani, he waved to me. He was about to say something when the train started. Mani, he did wave to me and to me alone. Don't deny it."
Rajam, in contrast, never seems to have any strong feelings toward anybody. His attitude seems to be dignified and majestic. He enjoys the friendship of Swami and his friends as long as he is there. He commands admiration for his leadership qualities. His initial encounter with money is an illustration of his gregarious nature.
What have I done to offend you? Asked Rajam.
You called me a sneak before someone.
That's a lie.
There was an awkward pause. If this is all the cause of your anger, forget it. I won't mind being friends. He concludes because he does not want to remain alone.
Another instance of his leadership quality can be seen when he brings harmony between Swami and his old friends. Swami's old friends have isolated Swami by calling him Tail of Rajam.
Now, let us look at Narayan's use of language to create humor and irony in the novel. Narayan is known for creating subtle humor and irony with his use of simple and straightforward language. There are many situations where he uses humor and irony in the novel. We may not be able to discuss all of them in a short span of time. We shall give you some instances where Narayan creates humor and irony in this novel. Listen to the well-known example.
Half an hour later, Swaminathan sat in his father's room in a chair, with a slate in his hand and pencil ready. Father held the arithmetic book open and dictated. Rama has 10 mangoes with which he wants to earn 15 annas. Krishna wants only 4 mangoes. How much will Krishna have to pay?
Swaminathan gazed and gazed at the sum, and every time he read it, it seemed to acquire a new meaning. He had the feeling of having stepped into a fearful maze. His mouth began to water at the thought of mangoes. He wondered what made Rama fix 15 annas for 10 mangoes. What kind of a man was Rama? Probably he was like Shankar. Somehow, one couldn't help feeling that he must have been like Shankar with his 10 mangoes and his iron determination to get 15 annas. If Rama was like Shankar, Krishna must have been like P. Here Swaminathan felt an unaccountable sympathy for Krishna.
Have you done this sum? Father asked, looking over the newspaper he was reading.
Father, will you tell me if the mangoes were ripe?
Father regarded him for a while and, smothering a smile, remarked, Do the sum first. I'll tell you whether the fruits are ripe or not afterwards.
Swaminathan felt utterly helpless. If only Father would tell him whether Rama was trying to sell ripe fruits or unripe ones. Of what avail would it be to tell him afterward? He felt strongly that the answer to this question contained the key to the whole problem.
This example presents the typical style and tenor of language that Narayan uses throughout the novel, which describes the child's sensibility and his perception of life.
In this radio lesson, we have given you a brief introduction to the author, an account of the story, an analysis of two major characters, and an example of Narayan's use of humor.
I hope you have enjoyed listening to the radio lesson and have made notes wherever you felt necessary. This will make you understand the novel better when you reread the novel.
Swami and Friends, a novel by R.K. Narayan. That was a lesson brought to you from English for second year students.
Education at your doorstep. That was a program of learning for everyone. Brought to you by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University. So listeners, it's bye till our next radio lesson.